This is Tom Warren inviting you to study with us again today, Rightly Dividing the Word of Truth. Last time we were under the burden of showing the fact that the purpose of the law was involved in showing the exceeding sinfulness of sin, being added because of transgression till the seed should come, Galatians 3:19 and Romans 5:20, to build a sort of wall around the Jews to guard them from the idolatry of the other nations about, and to serve as a tutor to bring men to Christ, to help them to see that they could not be saved simply by a system of law without grace. Just as the Greeks demonstrated that man could not save himself by his own rational or intellectual thought, that man cannot be saved by sheer philosophy, so the law of Moses shows that men cannot be saved even with a divine revelation if that revelation does not involve grace. And now further, we want to consider, in connection with this matter of rightly dividing the word of truth, I want to show you some of the errors which grow out of a misunderstanding of this matter. That is, out of a misunderstanding in regard to the fact that the law of Moses has been done away. There are many people today who feel that the Old Testament, the 39 books of the Old Testament, are just as binding in specific detail on men living today as they ever were, even on the Jews. But that simply is not true, and I have spent several times now in giving you information from the Bible which proves that is not the case. But now let's consider some of the errors which grow out of a misunderstanding of this point. One point is that men involve themselves in infant church membership because the babies that were born to the Jews were simply by virtue of the fact of their birth a member of that covenant. Then men today feel that babies should be a part of the New Testament covenant. But that simply is not the case. One cannot be a member of the body of Christ unless he is baptized into Christ. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 13, Paul says, "For by one Spirit were we all baptized into one body." Romans chapter 6 verses 3 to 5 makes clear that we are baptized into Christ, as does Galatians chapter 3 verses 26 and 27. But prerequisite to one's being baptized, there are necessity of one hearing the Word of God, of understanding it, of believing it, of repenting of his sins, and of confessing his faith. Now this is all made clear in Mark chapter 16, Romans chapter 10 verses 13 and 14, and Acts chapter 2 verse 38. It is therefore clear that no infant is a proper subject for New Testament baptism. In the first place, an infant is not guilty of sin. The idea that an infant inherits the guilt of his mother and father is simply without any biblical foundation at all. One sins the very first time when he himself, or is guilty of sin the very first time when he himself is guilty of violating the will of God. Sin is the transgression of God's law, 1 John chapter 3 and verse 4. I am not guilty of any sins that my father committed or that my mother committed, but I am guilty of every sin which I committed. And so it is that the infant is not properly qualified to be a subject for New Testament baptism. He doesn't have any need for it because he hasn't been guilty of sin. And he cannot qualify for it because he cannot understand the gospel message. He cannot believe in Jesus Christ as the Son of God. He cannot repent of sins. First of all, he doesn't have the intellectual capacity as yet. And he doesn't have any sins of which to repent. And he cannot confess the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, all of which precede necessarily one's being baptized into Christ. And so, because men do not understand how to divide the Bible from the standpoint of its covenants, they fall into such errors as holding that babies or infants should be members of the church for which Jesus died. And this error has led to another error, namely of regarding sprinkling as being New Testament baptism. But friends, the Bible teaches that one is buried when he is baptized. He is immersed in water. He doesn't have simply a little sprinkled upon him. But our time is gone for today. Please do be with us next time as we continue this very important study.